The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work, a practical guide from the country's foremost relationship expert. Authors, John M. Gottman and Nan Silver. When we sat down to write the first edition of this book, we were excited to share the results of laboratory research into relationships, but we knew we'd face some skepticism. Could scientific study of something as intangible, idiocentric, and personal as marriage relations deliver useful advice to couples in the real world? We are happy to report that the 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work has done just that. Why is marriage so tough at times? Why do some lifelong relationships click, while others just tick away like a time bomb? And how can you prevent a marriage from going bad, or rescue one that is already in trouble? Thanks to decades of research, these questions can finally be answered. Principle 1. Enhance your love maps. Emotionally intelligent couples are intimately familiar with each other's worlds. I call this having a richly detailed love map, my term for that part of your brain where you store all the relevant information about your partner's life. That's when spouses know each other's life goals, worries, and hopes. Without such a love map, you can't really know your spouse. And if you don't really know someone, how can you truly love them? The husband may love modern art, but his wife couldn't tell you why or who his favorite artist is. He doesn't remember the names of her friends or co-workers. From knowledge springs not only love, but the fortitude to weather marital storms. Principle 2. Nurture your fondness and admiration. Fondness and admiration are two of the most crucial elements in a rewarding and long-lasting romance. Although happily married couples may feel driven to distraction at times by their partner's personality flaws, they still feel that the person they married is worthy of honor and respect. It is possible for your fondness and admiration to recede to barely detectable levels and still be revivable. In such a case, the key to reinvigorating fondness and admiration is to get into the habit of scanning for qualities and actions that you can appreciate. And then, let your partner know what you've observed and are grateful for. Principle 3. Turn toward each other instead of away. When the husband and wife read or listen to the news together, or chat while they eat lunch, or engage in lots of such interaction, they tend to remain happy. Because what's really occurring in these brief exchanges is that the husband and wife are connecting. They are attuning by turning towards each other. Couples who do so are building mutual trust. Those who don't are likely to lose their way. The first step in turning toward each other more is simply to be aware of how crucial these mini moments are, not only to your marriage's trust level, but to its ongoing sense of romance. For many couples, just realizing that they shouldn't take their everyday interactions for granted makes an enormous difference in their relationship. Principle 4. Let your partner influence you. In our long-term study of 130 newlywed couples, whom we followed for 9 years, we found that men who allowed their wives to influence them had happier relationships and were less likely to eventually divorce than men who resisted their wives' influence. Statistically speaking, when a man is not willing to share power with his partner, there is an 81% chance that his marriage will self-destruct. Principle 5. Solve your solvable problems. I have come up with a new model for resolving conflict in a loving relationship. The 5th principle entails the following steps. 1. Soften your startup. Taking some responsibility for the problem is a very important part of softening startup. To convert a negative need to be a positive one, focus on your negative emotions and look for the longing behind those feelings. Learn to make and receive repair attempts. When the husband gets defensive and says, "I definitely clean off the counters in the kitchen and the table whenever we do stuff," the wife doesn't immediately discount his point. You do," she says. "This is a repair attempt." It de-escalates the tension so that the husband is more receptive to find a compromise. 3. Soothe yourself and each other. The first step is to end the discussion. The break should last at least 20 minutes. Spend your time doing something soothing and distracting, like listening to music, taking a walk, or reading. 4. Compromise. Like it or not, compromise is the only way to solve marital problems. Remember that the cornerstone of any compromise is the 4th principle of marriage, accepting influence. This means that for a compromise to work, you can't have a closed mind to your spouse's opinions and desires. 5. Dealing with emotional injuries. To deal with emotional injuries, you can follow the following steps. A. Choose a specific incident to work through. B. Decide who will speak first. C. Say out loud what you were feeling. D. Share your subjective reality and what you needed. E. Identify and explore your triggers. F. Acknowledge your role in what happened. G. Look ahead through developing constructive plans to avoid having this kind of regrettable incident or argument again. Principle 6. Overcome gridlock. All couples have some sort of irreconcilable differences. But when partners can't find a way to accommodate these perpetual disagreements, the result is gridlock. A significant key to preventing gridlock is to be on the lookout for those small moments where you miss each other's needs. If either of you is feeling a lot of hurt over seemingly minor slights, you may want to spend some extra time on strengthening your fondness and admiration and practicing turning towards each other. Not acknowledging and talking about these small moments can make your relationship more vulnerable to gridlock over significant issues. Principle 7. Create shared meaning. Marriage has a spiritual dimension that has to do with creating an inner life together, a culture rich with symbols and rituals, and an appreciation for your roles and goals that link you and that lead you to understand who you are as a family. Developing a culture doesn't mean a couple sees eye to eye on every aspect of their life's philosophy. Instead, there is a meshing. They find a way of honoring each other's dreams, even if they don't always share them. The culture that they develop together incorporates both of their dreams. And it is flexible enough to change as husband and wife grow and develop together. When a marriage has this shared sense of meaning, conflict is much less intense and perpetual problems are unlikely to lead to gridlock. No book or therapist can solve all of your marital problems. But learning the 7 principles really can change the course of your relationship. Even making just a small and gentle shift in the trajectory of your marriage can have a dramatic, positive effect over time. The catch, of course, is that you have to build on the change and keep it going. Improving your marriage is kind of a journey. Like all voyages, it begins by suspending disbelief, taking one small step, and then seeing where you are and taking the next step with an eye toward charting where your marriage is now. Then, you'll be able to figure out how to help it along in the right direction.